Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We're on Ben Butler once again with the kids today. It's school holidays, Easter holidays. And I took a little break to go for a walk and bring them down and have a swim and have a play. Yesterday, or last week actually, it was, now come to think of it, I was watching this TV show called Outlast, I think it's called, on Netflix, and it's about teens doing that lone survivor type of thing. And we watched two episodes that was really fun. A team of four, they have to win as a team. There's four teams competing, but halfway through the show, one woman turned into the devil incarnate and decided to go and rob and steal and corrupt one of the other team's camps. And as a result of that, the whole thing turned dark and very sinister. And there was moral, people took the moral high ground, said they wouldn't do it. And then other people took the moral low ground and said they were going to retaliate. And anyway, we decided to watch it, to stop watching it after about the fifth episode, when all this started to happen, because of the hate and anger and malice. So what I did is I skimmed through the last two to see who won and why. And it was really fabulous to skim through it. But at one point, the mean lady, the corrupt one, the one who stole and brutalized and had no problem with that, talked to the camera about losing the event. That's a spoiler alert. But anyway, she talked to the camera about losing the event. What she said is that the universe had guided her to do it, that everything that they'd done, stealing other people's sleeping bag and making them freeze at night and cutting through their tents and all that stuff, was all guided by the universe. And I got such a bloody horrible wake-up call that I use this concept of the universal language so often in my dialogue with people, as if to say, whatever I hear from the universe, whatever it is right, it's righteous. So it's basically just another way of talking about being religious and using some fictitious knowledge or fictitious voice from the universe to justify everything we do. And of course, that's just toilet. And it's like another way of saying, as my inner voice gave me, you know, the calling, and my inner voice is, you know, absolutely correct. And a lot of these shooters and people who do really bad things say that their inner voice prompted them to do it. I think it's really surprising for me anyway to see how corrupt a language, even the Bible said to, you know, stone someone to death. It's people justify doing some horrific things based on the belief that what they hear and believe and do is exactly right. So I think this leads us all to be really, really cautious. I don't teach the inner voice and I don't teach the universal voice. I teach the universal laws that stand the test of time, that stand up for principles that are not morals or ethics or guidance in any form, shape or form. What it does is it eliminates the corruption of emotion and bad negative thoughts, like there is a right without a wrong or a wrong without a right. And I think it's really important not to get trapped in the language of the universe guided me to do it, or what's the universe saying to me with this. It's not saying anything. It doesn't give a shit. You're just a pimple. I'm just a pimple. The universe doesn't give a shit. What's happening out here in the universe is that everything's evolving, and trees are evolving, animals are evolving, birds are evolving, plankton's evolving, knowledge is evolving, technology is evolving, and you need to evolve too. And evolving means sometimes letting go of judgment. In fact, all the time, it means letting go of a judgment. Those judgments are the things that cause you to be angry, cause you to be frustrated, cause you to be disappointed. And sometimes we live off those. We say, I'm guided by my judgments of others not to do something. I'm guided by the judgments of my parents not to do something. We have to be really careful when we hear ourselves justifying who and what and how we do things based on our judgments of someone else. The corrupt lady in the team thing has a very dark energy, and it's basically, you can say, I'm not going to be that dark energy, but we all have that. The choice to do it or not to do it is really based on how we feel about ourselves for doing it, but it doesn't mean we don't have it. It doesn't mean that it's not there. We have to own these things in order to evolve. It's food for thought for the day. Bye for now.